Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
So today we're going to be talking to Channel 7 about our bras across the building thing. And no, you and I. No, me and you. No, no, I don't hear you. Ooh, they turned it down.
I don't know who messes with these buttons every day.
It seems like somebody walks in here and they just like punch and twist random things.
I don't know who was on this afternoon.
I don't know. Dude, I'm taking a nap. Are you kidding?
Well, same here. Well, whoever it is needs to be told to leave stuff alone.
I think I'm going to put a note up on our dry erase board that says stop punching and twisting things in the studio.
Yes.
We don't like it at all.
And don't pinch either.
That's right. No punching, no twisting, no pinching.
No atomic wedgies.
Knock it off. I don't know why they do that.
I don't know why.
It's like they come in and they go, ooh, lights.
Yes.
You know?
Or they're like, oh, it's too bright. And they start and they start taking things off of program so that there is no color to this board.
It's just craziness. I don't understand that at all.
All right. Anyway.
Anyway.
You were saying.
So we're going to be talking to Channel 7.
You're going to get interviewed by Channel 7.
No, we are.
I read the email. It was only your name.
No, we are.
I read it.
That's why you got the email.
Look. Respect me, please.
Respect you.
And my wishes.
Honey, if I don't respect the person I'm sleeping next to like that, what makes you think I'm going to respect you?
Now, see, that's very normal, though. That's very normal. Like they say, we always hurt the ones we love the most, right? I mean, you know.
Yes, and you're hurting me by not being on camera with me.
So
I agree 100% with that.
Respect my wishes.
Hurt me like that?
Yeah.
I see.
No,
I see.
You forgot the last part. The most.
Yeah.
Okay? So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty normal for you to, be like that with the person that you sleep next to. But you have to act differently with the people you work with. You see, you have
to help me out.
You have
because,
to treat them better.
Yes, that's right.
See?
That's why you need to be on camera with me.
You have to treat the people you work better than the people you live with and love the most.
Exactly.
Isn't that funny?
I know. Why is that?
I don't know.
But it's true.
It really is.
It's true.
It really
is. I mean, sometimes I'll come in and I'll just have like had it. I've had enough of this nonsense, you know.
Right.
I walk in the front door of the house and I'm like, rah! Just lose it.
Or strangers. Like we don't want to offend strangers.
It's true.
We don't want to appear whatever way to strangers.
Right.
But the people we love the most and live with, we don't care.
That's right. We'll Dutch oven them if we
want
to.
That's right. That's right. Smell my finger.
That's right.
You know? I mean.
Here, taste this. It tastes gross.
It's crazy, isn't it? It's crazy. Why is that?
Which is why you need to be on camera with me. You need to treat me better. You need to treat me better.
No.
Yes.
No, I'm sorry.
Dude.
I'm sorry, but.
I cannot believe you. Look, your hair looks great today.
It does, but
you
at
9
o'clock.
You have a clean t-shirt on.
Do I? Good. No, see, there's a spot right there.
I'll stand in front of it.
Yeah, see. Yeah, no, by 9 o'clock, though, my hair is like all, bleh, you know, because I'm wearing the headphones at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, man.
And plus, I never know what to do with my eyes when I'm on camera. Have you ever noticed that about me?
That's why you have those crazy pigeon eyes on camera.
It always looks like my eyes are, I just never know what to do with them.
You just look at the person off
and
camera.
And plus, you know what? I have resting bee face.
Who doesn't?
Well, you don't.
Hello, have you never met me?
Yeah, but mine is worse.
You don't have to be resting. We're talking about bras
and the
importance of getting some bras donated to us to be able to give money to women who can't afford mammograms.
Right. Hey, was the building pinked out when you came
in? Yeah, totally was.
Good.
Yeah, it looked really good.
Looks pretty, doesn't it?
Yeah,
We should keep it like that forever.
I think so, too.
Right?
I think it looks nice.
It does.
Was telling our boss, I
nice
was like.
Nice pastel, isn't it?
Yeah. I said, you know, we should do gels all the time for different parts of the year. Like for Christmas, we could do red and greens.
Yes.
You know?
I think we do.
Do we?
I think we do.
I don't pay attention.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, they're on a timer and they usually turn off around midnight or so.
Yeah.
So that's why you don't see them when you come in. But I think we do during Christmas. They are a Christmassy type of color.
Oh, cool. See, and then during Halloween, like next week, we could be doing.
No, because we're all about the breast cancer, so it has to stay pink.
Is it going to be pink all month?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Anyway, the new sign that we got, you know, that has all the stations on it, it's black and orange. So that takes care of October.
Okay.
That takes care of Halloween as well.
Actually, I was really surprised. You know, we were kind of giving our boss some grief about how little our logo is.
Yeah.
It's not as tricked out as everybody else's. And way at the bottom.
Yeah, like
what
just,
is up with that?
Just perfect for tagging.
I know, right?
It's just the perfect height for tagging.
It's like you people at Kiss FM, whatevs. We're going to put you at the bottom.
I know.
And so, but it doesn't look too bad.
No.
I was kind of surprised.
Yeah.
This is the first morning I'd seen it lit up.
Really?
And it looks like
it's lit up all the time,
are you
dude.
Kidding?
You're not paying attention.
I am so not paying attention when I drive in. Like, whatever. 90% of the time, I get to the back of the building, and I'm going, oh, hey.
Yeah. Oh, wow. How did I get here? Did my husband roofie me again?
I know. It's true. It's totally true.
Kiss FM. I'm not sure if you know this or not, but if you have one of those Alexa things, you can listen to the three things you need to know.
Oh, yeah.
On Alexa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Alexa can get you almost anything. And I came across this really interesting article about Alexa and music and songs. Apparently, a lot of people do not know the names of certain songs, or really the song titles of most of their favorite songs. And so because of technology, you can ask like things like Alexa. You don't even have to really know the title of the song if you just ask, like, keywords.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have Alexa programmed the way you're supposed to, then it'll find it for you. So Amazon released a list of song lyrics that people ask Alexa about most when they're using their Echo.
Oh, cool.
As in, Alexa, play blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so here are the top five. And again, these are phrases that people use because they don't know the name of the song. And so they'll ask Alexa, Alexa, please play True Love Won't Desert You.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because people don't know that it's called Separate Ways
by
Journey. You know? And so that is the fifth most requested song on Amazon Echo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that is requested of Alexa without knowing the song title.
I love that song.
Okay, so this is number four. They'll say, Alexa, please play I Came In Like a Wrecking Ball. Not knowing that the song title is just Wrecking Ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, the third most popular request that they make of Alexa is, Alexa, play I Got This Feeling In My Bones.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on.
And then the second most popular request made of her, of people who don't know the song title, they ask her to play that song, Head Out on the Highway.
Get your motor Head Out on the Highway.
Nice.
And the number one song, one song that people ask Alexa to play, they don't know the song title, but they know a couple of key words. They will ask Alexa to please play that song about making your hands clap.
What?
Because you don't even know I can make your hands clap.
Love it.
Your hands clap.
Yeah. Especially because this song has become very popular at sporting events.
Oh, yeah, man. You should hear it when it's played at the baseball game.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. Everybody goes crazy.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm watching a football game on TV, I can hear the announcer and I can hear, you know, what they're playing while they're on a break. And you can hear this song going on. So it's become a very popular song that was never really a big popular radio hit.
Right.
You know, but it's also the number one song that people request Alexa to play on Amazon Echo.
Oh, that is so cool.
And they don't know what the song is called. And the name of the song, by the way, is called just Hands Clap.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it. Just
there you go.
Hands Clap. And so, and even harder to remember is the name of the band, Fitz and the Tantrums.
Oh, Fitz and the Tantrums.
Yeah,
I love those guys.
People are just like, play that hand clap song. And that's what Alexa will do for you.
Kiss FM.
We're talking about Cam Newton a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
And this comment that he made to a female reporter.
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes.
So I took the liberty to spend a few minutes with Cam to find out from Cam what else he found really funny.
Oh, okay.
So, Cam, what about women voting?
It's funny.
Women driving cars?
It's funny.
Women running a business?
It's funny.
Hey, Cam, what about women making their own decisions?
It's funny.
Yeah, pretty much.
Women cutting their hair without first asking their man for permission.
It's funny.
Right? Women doing anything other than keeping the house clean and having babies.
It's funny.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So he finds a lot of things funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clearly. Hey, what about Mike and Tricia mornings?
It's funny.
All right. Oh, there you go. Okay. Finally. Okay. Finally something I can agree on with Cam Newton.
He took to his Twitter account yesterday to apologize for his remarks.
After careful thought, I understand that my word choice was extremely degrading and disrespectful to women. And to be honest, that was not my intentions. I sincerely apologize to you. What I did was extremely unacceptable. I've already lost sponsors and countless fans. I realized that the joke was really on me. And I've learned a valuable lesson from this.
There it is.
The joke
there
is on him.
Right there at the end. There it is. I've already lost sponsors.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, yeah, the valuable lesson here is if I want to continue to make big money, I need to keep my mouth shut.
I'm sure he was sincere. But
I'll bet.
You know,
he sounded super sincere.
I would have left that part out of my apology, because then people like you and I will start to doubt that the apology was really sincere.
Please.
And it was more about protecting the sponsors he still has.
Yeah.
You know, I would have just left that part out. Facebook. Everyone's an expert on Facebook.
Well, yeah.
Everyone knows everything about the law and parenting.
Mm-hmm.
So let's put your parenting skills at work this morning and help out one of our 17 listeners.
Okay.
Got an email overnight that reads, this is what we want to know this morning. How late do you let your kids sleep in on weekends?
Oh, okay.
It reads, I wake my 16-year-old up at 10 a.m. on weekends, which I feel is plenty late, but mostly because I don't want him to get in the habit of sleeping late and doing nothing with his day. That can happen.
It does.
When you wake up really late, you know, the longer you, I don't know about you guys, but the longer I sleep, the lazier I am when I wake up. I was out of town this weekend, meaning this past weekend, and on Sunday at 11, he still wasn't up, so I had the neighbor go over and wake him up. You'd think I'd just beat him by the reaction I got when I told my coworkers.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Apparently, she's a horrible mother.
Apparently. It sounds like it.
How late do you let your kids sleep in on weekends?
Hmm.
I think 10 o'clock in the morning is reasonable enough.
I think 10 o'clock is way reasonable.
I mean, especially when you think about how normally during the week, they're probably waking up at 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Probably early. Probably the 6 o'clock hour more than 7 because, you know, most classes start like around 8-ish.
Right.
8:30.
And then, I mean, and seriously, I mean, I know that everybody needs to sleep in a little bit. I mean, God knows I do on Saturdays. But, I mean, more and more, I've been getting up around 10 o'clock in the morning because you do. You feel like the whole day is gone.
Yeah.
You know, you get up at noon, and before you know it, it's 6 o'clock in the evening.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So get up.
And you barely just got out of your PJs.
It's true. It's true. Heck, man, you're lucky if I've even bothered to brush my teeth at that point. I'm just saying.
So, parents, how late do you let your kids sleep in on weekends? And is the person who wrote this email a horrible parent? Where are all these bras coming from?
From DM Dickinson.
Yeah. All right, you guys, I love you. I tried knocking. Hold on a second. What's your name?
My name is RC.
Hi,
hello.
RC. Is that the letter R and the letter C?
It's A-R-C-Y.
Hi, RC. Oh, with a Y. She's getting all fancy on us. There's no I-E.
Well, it's like you with the other day, they were talking about garbage.
That's right. Me. Yes.
Arce.
And again, these are from DM Dickinson?
DM Dickinson Personnel Services.
And how many bras did you bring
50.
Us? Oh,
oh
thank
That's
you.
Nice. That is so great.
And some of them are really sexy.
Yes. There are some sexy girls in there.
Yeah. Some of them have a lot of cloth, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the one that you were showing Trisha just a few seconds ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
What? I'm not being mean.
It's got coverage. Let's leave it like that.
That's right. That's right. There's all kinds of sizes, and they need all kinds of coverage.
That's right. That's
so, and since we're donating these to the Center Against Sexual and Family Violence, you know, we need all different kinds and all different sizes.
Right. Can't just bring the sexy ones.
That's right. RC, thank you so much for dropping by the radio station.
Thanks,
have a wonderful day. I trust you can find your way out.
Yes.
Okay, because you found your way in.
Hey.
Yeah. Bye, RC.
Thanks, RC.
Apparently, she was tapping on the door and we didn't hear her.
No, yeah.
You know, but Joanna from across the hall did.
Yeah,
so.
She was like, oh, my God.
Okay, let's see. Where were we? That's right. Maria. Hello, Maria.
Hi.
I understand, Maria, you, too, are a horrible parent when it comes to letting your kids sleep in on weekends.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, what's your, how late do you let your kids sleep in?
6 a.m.
You wake them up at 6 in the morning? What, do they got to milk the cows or what? Are you calling from Famous or Clint? What's going on?
No, it's just, I like keeping them on a routine, like, for, like, when they're in school. Mm-hmm. Plus, we get up in the morning, we do our cleanup or whatever yard work as a family, and then we have the rest of the day to go out and enjoy. We get back. We usually have a family movie night on Saturdays, and then they can go to bed on time.
Oh, how nice. So how old are your kids?
I have a 5-year-old and a 9-year-old and a baby, but the baby can sleep whenever she wants. But
Yeah.
Well, now we know who your favorite child is, Maria.
Well, she's 8 months. I don't want to make her grumpy.
I know, right?
Right.
Yeah, no. We tried once to let him sleep in, and the 9-year-old woke up like around 7:15. Oh, my God. He was so upset.
Okay, why?
He was like, why didn't you wake me up? It's already 7. I'm like, are you serious?
And do other people, do they think that you're a horrible parent for you making them wake up at the same time that they do during the week?
I people tell me I'm crazy.
But that, I mean, at least you guys get to go to bed, like the kids go to bed early, and then maybe you and your husband can have a little alone.
Yes, that's actually what we do, because when they're there, obviously you need to give them the attention they need and everything. And then we just tell them bedtime, and if we want to watch something they're not supposed to, like Orange is the New Black or whatever, we can do it once they go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
You know, most experts will say that you should, and that children should stick to a routine even on weekends.
Especially that young, really. I mean, because you mess them up just one day, and oh, my God.
Right.
It's just pain.
Okay. Yeah, Maria, thank you for calling, and thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thanks, Maria.
Bye-bye. Kiss
And Netflix is raising the price for most of its popular U.S. streaming plans by 10%, a move that could boost profits but slow the subscriber growth that drives its stock price. The change announced yesterday affects most of Netflix's 53 million U.S. subscribers. So now you'll be paying $11 a month instead of $10 a month for a plan that includes HD and allows subscribers to simultaneously watch programs on two different internet-connected devices. The price for another plan that includes ultra-high definition or 4K video is going up by 17% from $12 to $14 a month. That plan allows subscribers to watch simultaneously on four devices. And a plan that limits subscribers to one screen at a time without high definition will remain at $8 a month.
Hey, the late night talk show guy Seth Meyers had a really funny line about this. Listen.
According to reports, Netflix is raising its prices next month. Oh, that is going to be quite a burden on whoever's password I'm using.
Right?
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
You know, I'm going to need to find out.
You are.
I know, right? I'm going to need to find out about Netflix because Robert Redford and Jane Fonda made a new movie.
Uh-huh.
And oh my God, I love those two together.
Yeah.
My favorite movie that they made together was Electric Horseman back in the 70s.
Wow.
Love it. Love that movie.
You're the one.
I know.
Who bought a ticket and saw that movie.
I'm the only one. I know. But I love those two together. I love them together. And they're adorable. I've seen the trailer for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to get Netflix now because I want to watch that
hey,
movie.
You can sign up for a trial. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And then you just cancel it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now you have to give them your, this is how you beat the system, kids.
Okay.
You have to give them like your information, right?
Right.
But if you cancel before the 30 days are up or
whatever
the trial is, a week, 2 weeks, whatever it is, then they won't charge your credit card.
Nice.
So,
okay, see, that's good because I could do like a major West Wing
binge. Oh, yeah, you could absolutely binge for a weekend.
Yeah, and then I could watch the Robert Redford, Jane Fonda
absolutely,
movie.
Absolutely,
and then cancel it.
There you go. See?
You're like a drug pusher.
Thank you. Thank you,
you
very
are.
Much.
You're
yes.
like, here, have a little taste.
If there's a way to beat the system, I'll find it.
Lord. You know, that's not a good thing to admit. That's not a good thing for children to learn.
No, it isn't.
No, so don't do that at home, kids.
Oh, yeah. What is it that Cam Newton said yesterday? Don't be like Mike. Be better than Mike.
That's right. That's right.
There it is, kids. It's a public service announcement from your Uncle Mikey.
Okay, I feel better now. I feel cleansed.
Okay.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit kisselpaso.com or download the 93.1 KISS FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.